Well, Maury, if you're not cheating on your wife and she still suspects you, then we're obviously dealing with a trust issue.
More like a crazy issue. And I know where she gets it. From her mother, who, by the way, came for Thanksgiving and still hasn't left. Happy New Year.
Perhaps we should tackle these issues one at a time.
I'm in the bathroom, Celeste! A little privacy! See how she gets?
Well, perhaps what is needed here is
you think I don't know who you're talking to in there, huh, Maury? It's a little whore, isn't it? Hello, whore?
Celeste, if I could interrupt for just a moment.
A man? It's worse than I thought.
Celeste?
Hang up, Ma.
You're all on the radio. I'm listening down in the kitchen.
How about washing a dish or two while you're down there?
I cannot stand this yelling. I'm running away from home.
Oh, hang up the phone, Brittany. You're going nowhere.
And neither is this conversation. Well, that's our show for today with a brief program note. My KACL colleagues and I are competing against a team at KPXY to see who can shed the most pounds for charity. We're off to our first weigh-in right now. You can keep track of our progress on Channel 6's Coffee with Kelly. Wish us luck.
Okay, everybody, let's power this crap down.
But why?
The more you eat before the contest, the more you artificially boost your snorting weight.
Yeah, we got cheeseburgers, donuts, french fries, tacos.
And a duck confit that's as rich as Donald Trump and twice as greasy.
Hardly seems in the spirit of the competition.
The entire purpose here is to raise awareness about the obesity epidemic in this country.
Come on, Fraser. The winning team gets a free trip to Vegas!
Woo! Four glorious days in Sin City with all its gaudy brilliance. The feathered headdresses, the fishnet stockings.
I'm just wearing an Aloha shirt myself.
Come on, Chimpy, pick up the pace.
I have a digestive disorder where if I eat too much or too little, I get incapacitating stomach cramps.
It's okay, Noel. You do what's right for you. But wouldn't a trip to Vegas be really fun? And remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Okay, eat up, Doc.
I will do no such thing. It's not fair, and it is unsportsmanlike.
Who's it gonna hurt?
Oh!
Shake it off, kid. Nobody likes a whiner.
Hey, Niles, Dad.
Oh, no time for chit-chat. Pregnant lady coming through.
What happened to your wrist?
She rolled over in her sleep and pinned me again. And he saw it coming this time, like the big rock in that Indiana Jones movie.
Does she know she did it?
No. I didn't want to hurt her feelings, so I just made up an excuse. What is Eddie doing?
Oh, he's waiting for a pigeon friend of his. We call him Barney. Flies on the balcony every day, and they stare at each other. Yes, crazy animals. Yesterday, they did it for 3 hours.
Oh.
No, I'm not making it up. I watched them the whole time.
Oh, is your wrist still bothering you, dear?
Oh, just a little flare-up.
Oh, poor thing. Slept on it funny. Woke up screaming like a dying rabbit.
Hey, Frage, how was the weigh-in?
Well, it was appalling, thank you. My teammates ridiculed me for not pigging out beforehand. You know, what is it about teams and competitions that just brings out the worst in people?
Here we go again.
What?
Well, Fraser and team sports are not a happy mix. Freshman year in a bid to please Dad.
There is no need to tell that story.
Fraser inadvertently joined the girls' field hockey team.
The sign-up sheet said F hockey. I assumed it meant freshman hockey.
The little plaid skirt didn't tip you off?
I thought it was a kilt.
Well, I'm starving. Where should we go for dinner? What was that?
Barney! Oh, Daph, would you take Eddie to my room? I want him to
come
see
on,
this.
Come on.
Oh, how did this happen?
Well, now, Dad, birds do fly into windows.
I know. That's why I keep a safety smudge right there. Where'd it go? Niles.
I'm sorry. It's a reflex. I don't even know I'm doing it.
Are you happy? You killed Eddie's little friend, poor little guy. And what should we do? Just kick him over the edge?
Yeah, wait. He's still breathing.
Oh, well, pick him up.
The birds are notorious carriers of disease.
Oh, here, use my hanky.
I'll take my chances.
Oh, don't you quit on us, Barney. You're gonna be good as new. See, that's why we need a safety smudge.
We'll be right back to see how our teams are doing in the first week of our Fat to Fit Weight Loss Challenge, so stay right here.
Hey, look, it's them.
Oh, those robes. Makes them look like they're in some kind of cult.
Like the high priests of Asmodeus the Destroyer. Asmodeus, demon of lust, eater of worlds. Does nobody read my emails?
Welcome back. So let's see how our teams fared this week. Come on in, guys. Come on in. Okay.
Kenny, who's that last guy on their team?
Wayne Shafter. He's the new general manager.
So, we meet again. Wayne Shafter.
You know him?
We went to high school together. He was the captain of the football team, Mr. Popularity, and my chief rival for the affections of our Swedish exchange student, Giselle Johansson Jansson.
Yeah, so how'd that work out?
Great. We got married and had 6 kids. What do you think?
Wayne Shafter?
Yeah.
Frasier Crane.
Hey, F hockey. What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, not much. Harvard, Oxford, MD, PhD, and then just recently I...
Hey, remember that time I took your chest set and made you cry?
You did not make me cry. I chose to cry as a tactic to elicit sympathy and thereby regain my chest set.
I threw it in the dumpster behind the cafeteria, didn't I?
I don't know. It was never fun.
No, I did.
And last up for KACL, my old friend, Dr. Frasier Crane. Hey, Frasier, good to see you, Jeff. Oh. Ooh, ouch. 1 pound heavier, Frasier.
Well, that can't be. I've added a salad to every meal.
So, at the end of 1 week, it's KPXY down 17 pounds, KACL down 9. That's all the time we have. Join me tomorrow when my guest will be the Senior Citizen Handbell Chorus. Have a neat day.
Listen, muscle weighs more than fat, you know, and the way I've been working out lately...
Save it, lardass.
Hey, you know, Crane, when they say take one for the team, they don't mean another crawler.
Oh, shut up, Shafter. You're a crawler.
Oh, give it up. I'll drop you a postcard from Vegas.
I'll tell you what, we are going to win this competition, mister. And when we do, you will replace that chess set.
Okay, deal. But if we win, you're showing up at our station in your little field hockey uniform.
You're on, you fat scoundrel.
All right, shake on it. Psych! Sorry, that wasn't cool. Here you go. Psych! hey, wait a minute. It's not a deal unless we shake on it. Come on. I wouldn't do it for a third time.
All right.
Psych! God, I missed you!
Hello, Martin.
Hey, Dad.
How's Barney doing?
Oh, he's doing a lot better today.
Oh, great. I brought him a treat. It's millet and sunflower kernels with added calcium for beak conditioning.
What happened to your neck?
Oh, fell out of bed.
Been so accident prone lately. Every morning it's something else.
Shamu jumped the tank again?
Fortunately, I moisturized right before bed, so I squirted out like a watermelon seed.
You all right, son?
Walked upstairs.
Why did you walk upstairs?
Burning calories.
Oh, yes, I saw you on TV. You know, that Kelly Kirkland is quite an actress. I once saw her in a production of Love Letters with Bill Nye, the science guy. Tears.
I have decided to rededicate myself to this diet. The opposing team is captained by my old high school nemesis, Wayne Shafter.
Which one was he?
Thick neck, dead eyes, snapped your PBS umbrella.
For the next 2 weeks, I shall be a speed-walking, calorie-burning, pound-shedding machine. Daphne, didn't you purchase some sort of stomach-tightening apparatus for Dad?
The ab blaster or the flab buster?
Right, I'll tell you what, bring me both of them. I'll put them together, see if I can get a real good workout going. So, is that bird nesting in my cashmere scarf?
Yeah, we tried a whole bunch of them. That's the one he likes best.
All right, that's it. I want that sky rat out of here.
Oh, no. Eddie will be crushed. The bird's like his pet.
Eddie is a pet. He doesn't get to have a pet.
Well, I guess Barney is pretty well recovered.
Yeah, I guess. Well, time to go, Barney. Oh, Eddie, don't worry. He'll come back and visit you.
It's kind of hard letting him go. Now I know how you must have felt all those times when you dropped me off at musical theater camp. Sad, frightened.
Lots of emotions, son.
Barney, remember us fondly as you spread your wings and soar free.
Is he soaring free?
He bounced off the railing and landed on the Cunninghams' balcony.
Yeah, look, his wing just moved. He's alive.
I'll go get him.
Hurry, hurry. Don't you die. I love you, you tough old bird. Not you, Mrs. Cunningham.
Hey, what did I tell you about smoking in the booth?
Don't bite me. I need something to kill my appetite besides your stupid, ugly face.
Got your bulldog.
Ow! What did I tell you about that?
Thieves! Brigands! I had 3.5 ounces of sashimi-grade ahi in the fridge, and one of you has stolen it.
Not me?
Well, it wasn't me. It wasn't Noel. He thinks I'm gonna do him in Vegas, so he's barely eaten in 2 weeks. That's why he keeps feigning.
All right, I took it and I liked it. What are you gonna do about it? Ow! It wasn't even your fish! Ow!
How long was I out that time?
10 minutes, big boy.
Got a bump the size of an egg.
Don't say egg.
Don't tell me what to say.
I'm still waiting for my ahi.
Put a sock in it, princess.
How dare you?
How dare you? You stop
talking
about that. I'm not kidding. Stop talking about the fish.
Stop it! Now listen, I understand that we're all a bit cranky.
Cranky? We're starving. I'm not sure I can hold on much longer.
We've only got one day more to go. We can't crack now when we're this close to victory. All right, everyone, take a deep breath. Yes, Roz. Cough it all up. Don't want any extra phlegm wake.
Whose birthday is it?
Gina in accounting.
Who's Gina again?
Our new chick. So-so face, a little big in the can.
Perhaps I'll go wish dear Gina well.
Hey, good idea.
Now that's
the team spirit. We may be dieting, but we can still nourish ourselves on some good office fellowship.
Yeah.
Please give Gina my regards as well.
Yeah, okay, guys.
That's a ride.
It's a good team. Good people. Good God.
Wait! It's not worth it! It's sheet cake!
Will you stop that infernal bouncing?
No, sir, no, sir. Gotta keep moving. Constant movement equals constant calorie burn. You sure you guys don't want some appetite suppressants?
What the hell are those things, anyway?
They're fine, they're fine. They're natural. They have ginseng.
Oh, come on in, Dad. What's going on?
Well, we had a bit of a discipline breakdown. We've all agreed to spend the last 12 hours before the final weigh-in policing each other. It's a good thing you had dinner out. I've purged the apartment of all foodstuffs.
Who's that gentleman on the floor?
No. He passes out from time to time, but not to worry. I'm sure the next searing stomach crab will bring him around.
Oh.
There you are. You can set your watch by him. All right, everybody. I believe my bathroom has probably finished its transformation into a steam room by now, if you'll all join me.
We can relax and sweat off a few extra ounces.
Okay, you heard the doc. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Hey, Barney. How's my favorite patient?
Hey, making progress. He doesn't even flinch anymore at the sound of your voice.
He's letting me stroke his wing. You know what? I'm going to put this bird seed in a bowl.
Hey, oh, you know, there's a sad little fellow who's been dying to say hello to you all day. That's better. Eddie, come on, say hello. Oh, my gosh, my Eddie! Eddie!
Hey, Dad.
Oh, man.
I've been thinking, you know...
That wing rub you gave him put him right to sleep.
Well, that's kind of sweet. Well, I'll just go home, okay? You know, Dad, I think he may like me even more than he likes Eddie.
No contest.
How much longer, Doc?
Another half an hour.
Or can't keep my cigarette lit.
Buzz... Take my hand.
Fine, Noel. Take your stupid hand.
Where are you?
Claws.
Oh, my God. Put on a towel, you purr.
If I'd known this sort of thing went on in steam rooms, I would never have let you lure me in.
All right, just relax, team. Feel the steam. Literally melting the pounds away.
Oh, I'm about to faint. I'm going to grab some water.
Sure you want to leave him alone out there? He could be on his way to Pizza Hut.
Good point. I'll just go check on him.
It's weird. My skin tastes kind of salty.
Oh, I'd say mostly sweet, but a little salty.
That wasn't me, Bulldog.
That was me you licked. And if it happens again, I should consider it strike one.
What did you just eat?
Nothing.
You have a toothpick.
Oh, all right, I couldn't take it anymore. I only had a mouthful.
Dear God! What happened? This ravenous madman's just eaten a live pigeon.
Oh, no, I didn't. I only had some seeds.
If Kenny gets seeds, we all get seeds.
Where are they?
No, get away. I talk first.
Oh, no, give me those.
Stop it. Stop it. This madness! Look at yourselves! Dear God, we are hours away from victory, and look at you, pecking around the floor like a clutch of crazed capons. Try to conjure up some image to give you strength. Imagine yourselves winning. Imagine yourselves in Vegas.
I'm still hungry.
Stay out of the hallway. Eddie just threw up a dead pigeon, and now he's eating it again.
That's it.
Next up, the final weigh-in in our fat-to-fit weight loss challenge, so stay right here.
Okay, everybody, take off your watches, jewelry, hairpins, shoes, anything that'll add just an ounce of weight.
Hey, Crane, looking forward to seeing you in your field hockey skirt.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to be so busy playing with that new chess set you're going to buy me that I won't even have time to put on my skirt. Now that I still have it.
Welcome back. And here they are. Come on in, folks. KPXY, you're up first.
Okay, guys, huddle up. Here's the plan. I'll stand in the middle. You surround me and lift me up so I'm not even touching the scale. What?
Wow. You have have lost an impressive 44 pounds, 2 ounces. Yeah.
I see giant steaks with legs.
You're hallucinating. Just pull it together.
No, he's right. It's the Beef Council dancers. They're on after us.
Okay, Team KACL, up you go.
Here we go.
Oh, my goodness. 44 pounds even. You lose by 2 ounces.
No. No, I'm not getting emphysema for this. Cut me.
I can't.
Cut me, damn it.
Oh, my God. Oh, oh. 44 pounds, 3 ounces. Now. Don't go away. When we come back, we have a little dance number that's both rare and well done.
Okay, Crane, you won. Yes, I did, Shafter. So, where do I pick up this chess set?
The Rook Nook. Ask for Cyril. Tell him you were sent by Dr. Fraser Crane. Psychiatrist!
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.